We're at a new beginnings with Project Denker. Those of you who don't know anything about Project Denker, very brief, is the leader of Project Denker went up to the Yangtze, took a hovercraft, and he went up to the source of the Yangtze, fell in love with Denker, and has been going back to Denker for the last 20, 25 years. I joined him about 15 years ago. I've been to China around about 20-odd-ish times, and so we take short-term teams out into China, and I just want to take you on a small little journey and to see what has happened this year. Any of you heard of the 1040 window? Jenny has. It's the people groups and the countries who are struggling to hear God's word. And it's the area of the North Africa, the Middle East, Asia. It's the degree between 10 degrees north and 40 degrees north latitude where you'll find most people who have not heard or who have different religions such as Muslims, Buddhists, etc. And where is China? It's in the 1040 window. And just to give you a little feel of where we go, Sichuan province is where we fly into Chengdu. China being the third largest country in the world, God's word tells us to go into all the world and preach the good news to all. And for God so loved the world. We're involved with the Kham in Tibet. As you can see on the big map there, they're on the left of Sichuan. They're also in Tibet. They're north of China. They are nomadic people. About 1.9 million of them. Most of them are Buddhists or have that culture. Because of the Tibetan links, they're not really too happy with the Han Chinese, of course, with the Chinese government keeping tabs on them. Most of their religion is Tibetan Buddhism and shamanism. And, of course, their leader is the... My information is, and Paul may have it wrong, and Sean may correct me, that these guys still have not had the Bible translated into their own dialect and into their own language. Tibetan is a really hard language. I struggle with Chinese, and I really, really struggle with Tibetan. But here are a few pictures of the nomadic people. It's quite sad in the last 2 years going out, as you can scroll through, and you see there are warrior people, there are fun-loving people, they're great with horses. And also the Kham people are being almost herded by the Chinese government into, I call it, council housing. The government are trying to stop them being their nomads and having their culture. And it's quite sad, really, that they're trying to control them. So why do we take teams into China? Because I'm passionate and Mel is passionate about the Kham and that area of Tibet and on the plateau people, that they haven't heard the good news. What's a short-term team? Al has been on them, Meg has been on them, Paul's been on them. We go up for about a month in a year. The idea normally has been to do practical work, to be relationship building, and to be able to change the world for one person. We can't do it for the whole world, but we can change the world for one person. And that's the way we've been trying to relationship and build relationships with the people by doing practical things, doing medical, educational, and engineering. Don't always do practical stuff, and it didn't happen this year. We did a little bit. We did some painting. We did put a shower into one person's place. When you saw that other slide then about worship and praise, I learned quite something significant this time. The last couple of trips we've had, as you know, have been quite difficult. We haven't reached Denker. And when we do get to Denker, what on earth are we going to do? And you're on my team, and you're really itching to get your hands dirty. You're really itching to try and get involved practically. And yet you can't because of restrictions. And so the previous slide said we worship and we praise. And that was something new to us, to just go up on the mountains, just to praise, worship, and be tourists. So we've gone into Kanding, no, Chengdu, a major city which is bigger than London, and we're up into Kanding. And Mel flew into Kanding, the world's third highest airport. When in Kanding, yeah, we can click some through sides here. We got involved with Himalaya Coffee Shop. Mel had to fly back because he had to get a new visa. What were we going to do with 9 other Europeans? Well, we got involved with the coffee shop. We did some stock taking, and we also did some painting. So I really just want to chat to you about people, actually, this trip. And as we're going up into the mountains, here a few people getting really happy, etc. But Jonathan, the guy on the left there, even the stones cry out. If hold it there a second. Jonathan and his family, the stones cry out. Yeah, so the stones around quite a few of the chortens and the prayer flags and etc. have Buddhist scriptures on Om Mani Padme Hum and the prayers that go up into the ether that the flags have on them. And the Buddhist world is simply doing good and trying to gain points for the next life. That's Cindy, that's Jonathan's wife. They went up into a place called Tagong, which is 60 miles from where they live. It's in the mountains. You're up at 4,000 meters, and they were just with their family. And this is about 6 months ago, 9 months ago. And this old lady just began chatting to them. And this family, they're American family who just go up, worship, and pray. Their reason for being in China is that coffee shop. They've got a business running a coffee shop. So they can get visas. But these guys went up onto mountains, and this lady came up, just chatted to them, and they sensed from the Holy Spirit that she needed some prayer and some healing. Cut a long story short, Cindy started praying, and then her daughter started praying, and we suddenly found out, they found out that a lot of these Tibetans were needing prayer. Suddenly, there was healing, real healing happening. This is Buddhist country. This is where they haven't heard of Jesus. And so that's about 6 months, 9 months ago. And so we bone into town. Keep going, mate. That's important. That's another really good story. That stone that you saw, that was the Buddhist prayers. And this guy, his wife, again, needed prayer. She was healed. Why on earth are you, how are you being healed? Why God? Who's he? They both became Christians. So that guy, instead of doing the Buddhist prayers anymore, he's now putting John 3:16 on the stones. We had lots of God incidences. We were planning, but God changed our plan. And I'd like to just, if there's a picture there, four Chinese guys together, our translators, keep going through. Oh, stop that one. Go back a minute. Sorry, people, I'm jumping. This is important for Andrea. In our prayer meeting, guys, whenever we meet on a Wednesday, it's fantastic time. I'd love you to be around. Andrea had a word of scripture for me, Jeremiah 22:29. O earth, 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 give ear to the word of the Lord. And Andrea felt the Lord saying, it means the land, it means the monks, and whoever, wherever we are. Little did she know of what was going to happen on our trip this summer. I haven't got enough time to tell you. Just wanted to introduce you to four friends. These are our translators. Nate is on the left. Tammy, who's the third one in glasses, the shorter one, and then Sarah. Nate was a missionary in Kazakhstan for a year. Sarah on the far right was a missionary in Mongolia for 2 years. Little Melody on the bottom left here, quite shy, not very confident. And then Tammy. Just want to tell you about Tammy. I think there's another slide with Tammy, isn't there? She was with us 3 years ago as a translator. And she started on a journey inquiring about God. And she became a Christian about 3 weeks ago. So it's relationship on our teams, our trips. It's a relationship. It's a long-term thing. There's so much more I could tell you. But if I can just find Tammy's here. She sent us a message this morning. And I hope you can hear it.
And everyone in the Church of Woodlands, this is Tammy speaking, and very glad to be allowed to be part of Project Anchor. And this time is really different, and it's a wonderful journey this year. And I hope you will have a good time in the church. 2 years ago, I applied for the job of interpreter for PDE for Project Anchor, and I applied just because I was interested in Tibetan culture rather than Christian culture, but this time everything's been different, so different. I miss the team like missing the family. I miss the team like missing an important part of my life. It's really, really different because I felt the need to choose the path, to become a Christian, to like find the point of my life. love Jesus. I find the reasons to be saved. I realize I'm saved.
That was Tammy this morning on the train. So exciting, really, really exciting. And that basically was what the trip was all about. It was people, meeting people, sharing with people. I could tell you loads of stories. On the back, there is a rather long newsletter, which you can pick up and take back and read with you at your leisure. So we did do some practical stuff, as you can see there, but to keep going. That's Eugene. Some people are asking about the lady we help and we support through her education. Hot off the press, you've been reading a lot of our emails, and the gentleman on the left, we'll call him Mr. R. And he is the head of a monastery. How many were down at the Liberty yesterday? Quite a few of us. How many were at the Liberty yesterday? 20,000? Yeah? This guy regularly talks, preaches to 20,000 monks. And over the last couple of years, Mel and a group of people have been meeting Mr. R. And he has asked for 5 of his young followers to come to Chengdu in October. The pretense is that they'll be learning first aid health and be able to go back to their monastery and share how health is developed and you do the first aid. But he's also wanting us to teach them Christianity. I'll just let that sink in a bit. I don't know if you're working out the enormity, the excitement, the... Whoa. Lord, that's just amazing, that is. 5 of his followers. Okay, they're only 10-year-old or 12-year-olds, but he says the reason he's sending the 12-year-olds, they haven't been indoctrinated in any other culture or in any other religion, but he wants them to learn about Christianity. So, Lord, if they become Christians and they go back to their monasteries and they start talking about Christianity and others become Christians, wow. So will you pray about that? Yeah, seriously. We are actually needing funds for that, but... our God owns all the cattle on the hills, doesn't he? He can sell a few cattle for us, you know. But that'd be a tremendous breakthrough. So thank you very much for praying. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being with us on the journey. You're still on this journey because Mr. R is sending 5 of his guys down to learn about Christianity. Keep praying. There's a lot more to say, but I won't. And I'll stop there. And thank you very much for listening.
Perhaps we could just stand together and I'll pray, you know, as a church in unity that we just extend this hand of fellowship and of prayer out to that that continent and pray that God would move there. Could we just stand a minute? Lord, we thank you for the work of Denka. We thank you for lives that have been touched even in these past months, Lord. And we would pray again for the Christian witness in China. Lord, it's a church that is subdued in persecution, but nevertheless a church which is growing, and a church where stories come out of the work of God being done in a mighty way. Lord, we pray for these incidents out there, even in this past few months, Lord, and pray for that. Monk, pray that as he sends those 5 young people to Denka, Lord, that they might be touched with the love of the Lord Jesus Christ and go back and share it in those monasteries. Lord, we pray again that you would work there, that you would work in China, and that you might bless your witness. And Lord, we pray for those Christians too that are under persecution, that are feeling the strain even this morning. Perhaps they're even in prison, Lord. Perhaps they're even facing penalties that we can't imagine, Lord. We would pray for them, and we'd ask the love and the peace of God might be in their hearts. In Jesus' name.